It's 102 here in Sabetha, about 2 minutes from totality. I'm looking straight west and you can start to see the darkness at the hotel in the parking lot that I'm standing in. The lights just popped on as it gets to be dusky right now. It's also very calm. It was windy and rainy a little while ago, so you don't get a good sense of what the sun looks like. But there is an eeriness here right now, which is pretty special. The lights just went out. 104, and this is totality. It rolled over us from the west. You can see light off to the east. That's where you can see the shadow of the moon rolling. Cars on US 75 have their lights on. And now we're coming out. And it's just like they turned the lights on. It's just like somebody flipped a switch. Car lights are going off. The lights on the motel are turning off. And we're back in the daylight.
I'm Ellie Moxley. Anyone who says it gets really quiet during a solar eclipse has never watched one with a bunch of high school students.
3, 2, 1.
That's what it sounded like as darkness descended upon the Liberty North football stadium yesterday afternoon. All morning long, it looked like rain and heavy cloud cover would keep students inside during totality, but by afternoon, it was dry enough to go outside.
Hey, look at this. Isn't that cool?
Oh, wow.
Chemistry teacher Mary Coogan is holding a metal colander and it's filtering the sunlight to project little crescents on the pavement. But you probably already knew that trick. Okay, how about a Spanish lesson?
Eclipse solar. Ese es el sol. ¿Qué quiere decir el sol? Sí, es el sun. How can you remember sol means sun? What's it sound like you know in English already? Solar, right? Sun, solar, el sol.
Susan Lin is teaching her Spanish 2 students the vocabulary they'll need to talk about the solar eclipse. It should be easy, she tells them, because so many of the words are cognates.
So we didn't know every single word in there, but because you guys have had this in science, you understand the principles of how an eclipse works.
Liberty schools spent the better part of a year preparing for just 2 minutes of totality. Senior Asia Witherspoon spent most of that time snapping photos of her classmates for the yearbook.
Mostly trying to get their reactions, like counting down just to get it down.
But she did stop for just a second to watch the sky. I'm Ellie Moxley in Liberty, Missouri.
I'm Frank Morris, and I watched the eclipse at Rosecrans Airport in St. Joe with about 25,000 people from all over.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Oi, oi, oi!
One of the first questions people ask other people, at least as I'm walking around, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Jimmy Newland drove here from Houston and says he enjoyed the nerdy, family-oriented eclipse tailgate party vibe.
You come out here, you park your car, you play with your kids, you wait for the moon to go over the sun. You don't need any fancy equipment, and exactly what's going on is not super important because the sun gets blocked by the moon.
But the sun was getting blocked in St. Joseph most of the morning by clouds. Michelle White, who came all the way from New York City, took it in stride.
Because I saw the last total solar eclipse of the old millennial, and I went down to Cornwall in England to see that, and unfortunately it was cloudy there as well, so I didn't get to see the eclipse, but the experience was just so amazing. Even without seeing the eclipse, it was just phenomenal.
When the eclipse first got going up in St. Joe, you could catch a peek now and then. But by the time totality rolled around, it was raining. Lots of people gave up and headed for home. But then...
Oh, come on, come on!
The clouds thinned just enough to afford fleeting, smoky glimpses of the thing everybody had come there to see.
Yes, we had a great time. We had an awesome time.
Deepak Karibasapa drove in from Tulsa with friends and family, including his son, Arjun.
I'm really happy I got to see this because I know not everybody gets to see a solar eclipse. The lights around us were beautiful, and I saw those birds going. They were confused which one, was it night or was it morning? Yeah.
Saruchi Kalija, one of the moms in this group, seemed to be equally moved.
I think it was a lifetime experience. We all are going to remember this day forever. So it was beautiful.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.